Coming up on today's episode of the Locked On Bucks podcast, more voicemails from you, the listener. Very excited to get to those. But first, Chris Godwin has officially passed concussion protocol and will be available for this weekend's game against the Denver Broncos.
You are Locked On Buccaneers, your daily Tampa Bay Buccaneers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, and welcome back to the Locked On Bucks podcast, brought to you by Visa. Help support your local businesses, whether they're your corner stores, coffee spots, or favorite shops. Local businesses have always been on your team, supporting you and your community. But right now, more than ever, local businesses need our support. So let's be there for them. The next time you go shopping, make the choice to shop at local businesses and look for the contactless symbol and tap to pay with contactless Visa to help support your community, because where and how you shop matters. Visa, everywhere you want to be, official partner of the NFL. I am James Yarko. Check out everything that I'm doing over at BucksNation.com. Make sure you follow along on Twitter at LockedOnBucks, at JYarko_Bucks. You can find David Harrison over at DHarrison82 and at Bucks_Nation. Before we dive in to Chris Godwin's return, a shout out to our friends over at Nyko Smorts, who have an absolutely incredible offer for all of you Buccaneers fans. You want to commemorate the arrival of Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL. He's the one taking snaps for your Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're 1-1. Good things on the horizon, and Nyko Sports has a limited edition, only 2,020 of these made. That's 2020, same as the year. That's how many of these footballs are being made. It has all of Tom Brady's stats on one of the panels. There's a panel that has an image of Brady with Rob Gronkowski, Chris Godwin, Lavonte David, and it is selling like crazy. It is a full-size official Rawlings football, not one of these cheapy 7-Eleven footballs you can get for $6 at a truck stop. No. These panels, fully embossed. They have the Bucks logo with franchise and championship histories. This commemorative football is just $99. You have to call 1-800-345-2868 as soon as you possibly can. Again, the number is 1-800-345-2868. Now, you can also order the football online at nikosports.com. That's nikosports.com. But whether you call, whether you order online, just make sure to mention that the Locked On Bucks podcast sent you. Your Tampa Bay Buccaneers lead story from Locked On Bucks is wide receiver Chris Godwin has cleared concussion protocol and is ready to rock and roll in week 3. The loss of Chris Godwin against the Carolina Panthers was a noticeable one. Granted, it didn't reflect in the final score, but we saw a lot of dropped passes out there. We saw almost all the wide receiver production and targets going to Mike Evans. Somehow the Panthers still couldn't stop it, but Tom Brady was hyper-targeting Mike Evans. Only 4 targets to his tight ends. Gronk had a drop, but it did draw a pass interference. O.J. Howard had 1 reception and 1 drop. And then Scotty Miller, after such a great week 1, only 2 catches in this one. Justin Watson had a few catches. We saw Mickens have a ball bounce directly off of his helmet when he was wide open. We're talking he could have walked into the end zone, and Tom Brady was less than pleased with that. Lots of targets going to running backs. LeSean McCoy, another one, drops a wide open pass in the end zone. Having Chris Godwin back is going to be a huge boost for this Buccaneers team, not just from what they can do on offense, but being able to get into and stay in a rhythm because of how good he is. When asked about it, when made available to the media on Monday, head coach Bruce Arians said, quote, "Chris passed protocol and he's ready to go. The one thing we know is how sure-handed he is. He's not going to drop too many, if any. Looking forward to having him back this week. Bruce Arians was none too happy about the drops by the wide receivers on Sunday. When asked about it during his media availability, Bruce Arians said, quote, "Oh gosh, we dropped probably about 125 yards worth of catches, about 7 drops and 2 touchdowns, maybe 3 touchdowns, really. You put the ball right there and we don't catch it. I don't think I've ever seen Scotty Miller drop that ball. I know LeSean McCoy is going to catch it 9 times out of 10. The win did get Cyril Grayson a little bit. That ball moved a little bit. It hit him in the head, but the guys got great hands, and that's an easy touchdown. That should have been 3 touchdowns. Tom should have had a 400-yard day if we just catch it." I do apologize. I said Mickens earlier. It was Cyril Grayson. There were a lot of new names in the Buccaneers wide receiver core to try to make up for the loss of Chris Godwin. Again, it didn't hurt him on the scoreboard, but it did hurt Tom Brady's numbers. It did hurt their ability to sustain some offensive drives, especially in that second half. They couldn't seem to get things going, but all's well that ends well. The Buccaneers still did come out on top 31-17 over the Carolina Panthers. Coming up in just a moment, we are going to continue to dive into the game against the Panthers. We're going to take some of your voicemails. Very excited to get to those. But first, a shout out to our friends over at rockauto.com. Rockauto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules to brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or your daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, most importantly, prices you prefer. Those prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and they are the same for professionals as well as do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Don't do that. Just head over to rockauto.com and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How Did You Hear About Us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. It's a Tuesday edition here of the Locked On Bucks podcast. It's the last one without my fellow Locked On Bucks podcaster, David Harrison. So excited to have him back on tomorrow's show. But I asked for you guys to help me out a little bit, and you answered the call by making the calls. I appreciate that. We got a couple of voicemails we are going to dive into. First, Casey. Casey sent in a voicemail, and I don't know what happened, but it cut off after about 4 seconds. Like, that was all that the voicemail sent in. So, Casey, I didn't ignore you. I got your voicemail. Something went wrong, and I only got like 2 or 3 seconds of the actual call. So I apologize. Call back in. You know we love to hear from you, but we are going to go ahead and dive into a voicemail from good friend of the show, Yusef.
Hey, guys. This is Yusef out here in Phoenix. So watched the game, and it was very entertaining. I enjoyed myself. The Bucks offense looks to be clicking a little bit better than it did last week. It's still only one game. I'm not getting too high or too low on it, but we just got to keep grinding and keep this chemistry building going. I'm excited. As time goes on, we're just going to get better and better. Chris Godwin will hopefully be back next week. I'd like to see. I'm actually kind of wondering about that pick that Brady threw. Was that a overthrow on him, or was that pressure from the defensive line of Carolina? I watched the replay because I missed it, and I didn't know what was going on there with that play. But other than that, I thought Brady had a really good game. I mean, not not great, obviously, but not terrible either. I thought he was, you know, really pretty solid for the most part. Anyways, guys, that's just my thoughts. I'm looking for that Denver game next weekend. My dad's a Denver fan, so it should be fun.
Youssef, always appreciate the call. Yeah, it should be interesting. You know, shout out to your dad, man. Seeing all those Broncos going down, seeing all the, you know, I mean, there were players that went down all across the league. The Broncos, they were one of the more hit teams. You know, San Francisco obviously takes the cake there, but Denver lost some key pieces over the weekend. The Bucs are definitely going to be able to capitalize off of the losses that Denver has suffered. But, Youssef, always appreciate the call. Let's dive into that Brady pick a little bit because, yeah, I did think that Brady played well. Look, he's not going to put up gaudy fantasy numbers week in and week out. It's not like last year where you knew Jameis was a plug-and-play starter in fantasy football because, yeah, he may throw a couple of interceptions or fumble the ball away, but then he's got to make up for it. He's going to finish the day with 400 yards and four touchdowns, and you have a great fantasy day despite the turnovers. That's not how Brady's going to do it. This team had three rushing touchdowns, and you heard in the first segment Bruce talk about all of the balls that were dropped by receivers that could have given Brady 400 yards and three touchdowns on the day yesterday. So some of those running touchdowns could have turned into passing touchdowns. So the numbers aren't blowing up, but like you said, it's a process. We're going to continue to hopefully see this steady incline for the Bucs offense in this upwards trajectory week in and week out. They didn't look great in week one. You know, they had some moments, but they had some mistakes. They looked better in week two. You know, still not great, still had some mistakes. Hopefully against Denver next week, we'll continue to see it go up again. They looked really good, and they had fewer mistakes. You know, let's keep seeing that, you know, that improvement week in and week out, because that's what we're really looking for. If this team, if this offense can hit their stride by time they're playing the New Orleans Saints again in week 9 or 10, whatever it is. I can't remember where the bye week falls. But, you know, that's going to be their ninth game of the season. If they're hitting their stride at that point and they're taking on New Orleans and they're just, you know, up and down the field scoring at will, that's what you would want to see. Let's see them just peak right at that moment and then maintain that level of play for the rest of the year. That is ideal. So, Brady interception. Youssef, I think it's a combination of the two things. Brady was certainly rushed. It was the only time in the game that he was actually hit. The offensive line did a great job of protecting him, keeping him upright. We'll get to the offensive line a little bit more later in the show. But yeah, he was hurried. He had a hand in his face. I believe it was Brian Burns that got to him. So it rushed the throw. As a result of rushing the throw, he gets a little too much air under it, sails over Rob Gronkowski's head, falls right into the hands of a Carolina defender. Look, those kinds of things are going to happen. They're going to happen. Even to the best, they still happen. So nothing to really get concerned about. Again, we just need to continue to see that upwards trajectory. We need to see the mistakes coming down, the production going up week by week by week. And it can be little things. You know, they went from allowing a lot of pressure to the Saints in week one to very little pressure, very few hits on Brady against the Panthers. Meanwhile, the running game goes up a little bit. So you're seeing a little bit of a shift here. And that's what we're looking for. So, Youssef, thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go ahead and hear from our buddy Kevin in Orlando.
Hey, this is Kevin from Orlando. I just got done listening to Monday's episode, and I just wanted to give a shout-out to the offensive line in this game. No sacks allowed. Zip. Zero. That is great. It's really great to see the O-line perform as it did, and I think it also helped, too, with the rushing game as well. With, you know, even if you take out Fournette's long run, it still had 80-something yards and 2 touchdowns. So really got to give a shout-out to the offensive line here and just hope that they can continue.
Kevin, thank you very much for the call. Yeah, the offensive line, Sunday. Outstanding day.
All right.
Really was. It really was an outstanding day for them. You guys know how I feel about Pro Football Focus in their grades, but I also know a lot of you take – you know, some stock into the way that they do their grades and the way they do their analytics and analysis. Ali Marpet was graded out as an elite offensive lineman in week 2. Tristan Wirfs, highest rated rookie in week 2. Great day for this offensive line. They kept Brady upright. They were opening up some holes, opening up a couple of seams for the running backs. Ronald Jones, not a great day. I wrote about it in my pick 6. Is it now Leonard Fournette time? Are we now going to see him take over as the starter? Bruce Arians says no, but you saw at the end of that game, Leonard Fournette, I mean, he had just the smallest of spots in between Carolina defenders, is able to break through that seam and takes it to the house 46 yards for the touchdown. And yeah, take away that 46-yard touchdown, 11 carries, 57 yards, still averaging over 5 yards per carry without the long touchdown run. I liked a lot of what I saw out of this football team on Sunday, but I still saw a lot that needed to be worked on. Before we get to our final voicemail of the day, we have to give a shout-out to our friends over at Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. They are great for the health conscious person. You can lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Bars are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, and they are perfect for the keto diet. They have some amazing original flavors like German chocolate, banana bread, mint brownie, orange, peanut butter brownie, but they have 6 new flavors for you to enjoy. Apple almond crisp, carrot cake, lemon almond cheesecake, caramel brownie, cookies and cream, and cherry barcia. That cherry barcia, 17 grams protein, 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 grams of net carbs. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON to receive $10 off your next order. Again, that is promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at BuiltBar.com. While you're sitting there ordering stuff to be delivered to your house, you got to make sure you are checking out Nyko Sports. These guys have some absolutely incredible products for you to ramp up your collection, your man cave, your shrine, whatever you want to call it. They have incredible products, but the one that you need to check out the most is this Tampa Bay Buccaneers Tom Brady commemorative football. It is chef's kiss, beautiful, absolutely beautifully done. It is stunning. It is honoring Tom Brady's inaugural season with the Buccaneers. It will become a conversation starter for anyone that comes into your home. Guys, you really do need to check out this football. It's just $99. It's a limited edition. Only 2,020 of these are going to be made. It comes with a certificate of authenticity. You got Brady stats. You got franchise history. You have a panel with images of Brady, Gronk, Godwin, Levante, all fully embossed. It's gorgeous. Call 1-800-345-2868. Again, the number is 1-800-345-2868. Tell them Locked On Bucks sent you, or you can also order online at nikosports.com. That's nikosports.com. Make sure you mention the Locked On Bucks podcast. Don't just say radio. Don't just say I heard it on the internet. No, Locked On Bucks. But I do highly recommend you give them a call. You never know what may pop up if you happen to be on the phone with them at the right time. Again, just $99 at NycoSports.com. Wrapping things up here on a Tuesday edition of the Locked On Bucks podcast, we have one more call to get to, and it's right down the street for me, guys. Let's hear from Jared in Dayton, Ohio.
Jared here from Dayton, Ohio. Pumped about the W yesterday. Like a few other people I've heard, not entirely thrilled with the execution of the offensive game plan, but I think there's a lot to take from the positives to apply forward, and I think this is a team that's going to develop more and more chemistry throughout the year, and we will be most lethal in week 16 and 17. Really pleased with the defense. I know a lot of people are a little upset that Shaq Barrett hasn't showed up on the stat line yet, but I think he's impacting the game from his position in ways that just don't show up on the stat sheet, at least under his box anyways. I know I saw a play yesterday where we ran a stunt on each side of the defensive line, and Shaq Barrett pretty much mowed down the Carolina Panthers offensive line from the tackle through the guard into the center, and allowed Ndamukong Suh to come off of his stunt pretty much free, and he had a wide open shot at Teddy Bridgewater, who I believe got the ball off quick enough, but just that type of pressure that Shaq's able to create without even being the primary pass rusher is, I mean, an immense value that you aren't going to get out of anyone else on our at our edge rush besides JPP. So I think that's huge. I was most impressed yesterday with Antoine Winfield Jr., though. He was a menace. He was all over the field. I cannot wait to see what he turns his NFL career into. If he continues up this trajectory of just being he is a ball hawking safety. He hasn't gotten his hands on one yet, besides the forced fumble, but this kid is going to make all of the plays. I mean, those two quarterback pressures yesterday and that sack, fumble on Teddy Bridgewater were just very impressive, and I'm loving the football IQ that I'm seeing
Jared,
out of the second
brother,
round draft pick.
It's a pleasure to hear from you.
Love
you're
the show,
right
guys.
The street for me.
Thanks for letting me call in.
The fact that you are from Dayton, and hopefully you can continue to call in and back me up when I talk about how delicious Skyline Chili is. Again, if you don't agree, just don't mention it. Don't give David any ammunition to use against me. I really, really like what I've seen out of the defense. And Antoine Winfield Jr., man, this kid, what a motor. What a motor. He does everything. You are starting to see now, it's only been two games, but everyone is starting to see why Bruce Arians called him a combination of Tyrann Mathieu and Budda Baker. That's the way he plays. He can absolutely drive you insane when he's back in pass coverage. He can come up to the line and get to the quarterback, as we saw yesterday getting the sack fumble on Teddy Bridgewater. He can defend the run. He is all over the place. And as great as Jordan Whitehead was last year, and he's starting off the season incredibly this year, Antoine Winfield Jr. is already playing like he has been to a half a dozen Pro Bowls and named to a couple first and second All-Pro teams. He is fun to watch, guys. He is so much fun to watch, and he's only going to continue to get better. That's what has me psyched. As for Shaq Barrett, I think I talked about it yesterday. I can't remember if it was on the show or if it was in my pick six, but look, there's no need to panic over Shaq Barrett not having any sacks in the stat column. And Jared, you laid it out perfectly. It's opening things up for other guys. Ndamukong Suh, two sacks yesterday. Jason Pierre-Paul, a sack each week of the season so far. Antoine Winfield Jr. is able to get through on these blitzes. Devin White, Lavonte David are coming in and blitzing because the defense has to respect Shaq Barrett. They have to respect the reigning sack leader. Last year, offensive coordinators weren't game planning for a guy who'd been a backup in Denver all year. And by the time he came on, it was too late. You weren't stopping him last year. That man was a freight train. Now he is a major, major part of the offensive coordinator's game planning week to week for these other NFL teams. And you know what? That's fine. Go ahead and game plan against Shaq. If you want to take him out of the game and you want to give an extra blocker over to that side, guess what? You're leaving JPP with one-on-one coverage. You're leaving Devin White and Lavonte David able to bum rush you right up the gut. You got Ndamukong Suh and Vita Vea who are collapsing the pocket, getting pressure on the quarterback. This defense is fast. It is so fast. And if you are going to make the mistake of putting all your eggs in the don't let Shaq Barrett beat us basket, guess what? There's a whole lot of other baskets that you probably should have thought about worrying about as well. As for me, everyone, that is going to do it for this episode. I am out of here, but I will be back tomorrow with David Harrison. I know you're all excited to hear from him too. You're sick of hearing just my voice on these episodes, but I appreciate each and every one of you. Please check out everything going on over at BucksNation.com. Make sure that you are sending us your voicemails to 813-444-5841. Follow along on Twitter at LockedOnBucks, at JArco_Bucks, at DHarrison82, and at Bucks_Nation. Hope you all have an absolutely outstanding day. Stay safe, stay healthy, wash your hands, be good to each other, and we thank you so much for joining us right here at Law.